Let's say hi to Sean out on Lummi Island. Now, Sean is entering for our Whistle Workwear Worker of the Week because he's got a crazy story about, you know, what happened to him at work. And his work clothes were actually damaged, and it was pigs. It sounds like a pig or a pigs, or I don't know if it was one pig or...
I know, we were playing that Pink Floyd. I was thinking we should have played pigs going into Sean's story.
Sean on Lummi Island, first of all, what is the wind damage out there? Do you have, you got any wind damage that you're aware of?
Yes, my next door neighbor had a branch go through his roof last night, so as soon as it gets light, I got to go up and pull it off and fix the hole.
Oh, it went right into his roof? Right through his
went
roof?
Went right through the roof. It's a brand new roof, too.
Yeah. Oh. How big around is that branch, you think?
I don't know, because it started. I mean, it had to be good size to have punctured the roof and the plywood. So, yeah.
Just speared that sucker. Good one. All right, let's talk about these pigs. So you were these pigs that ruined your clothes. You are shoeing horses? Is that what you're doing for your job?
That's correct. I was shoeing. I used to shoe logging horses in Maine.
Logging? Wait. Logging horses?
Yeah, I logged with horses most of my life and became a farrier because of it.
I actually saw this on Axemen. One year they did, I don't know where they were, maybe it was in the Northeast. They did, one of the teams they featured were people who logged and used horses to pull the logs out of the woods. Is that what you did?
That's what I did for many years, 25
years. Wow, that is cool. Okay. Okay, so and then how did the pigs get involved in this?
Well, I went to shoe a horse for a friend, and it was wintertime, and I got up in the barn, and it was warm there, of course, so I took my jacket off and hung it over this little pen edge there, not thinking much of what was in the pen, and went to shoe the horse, who was pretty non-cooperative, so I wasn't really paying attention, and when I got done shoeing the horse, I went to go get my jacket, and my jacket wasn't hanging where I put it, and I looked over the edge of this little pen, and there was this big happy pig that was in the process of eating and destroying this jacket, which unfortunately had the $60 that he paid me to shoe the horse in advance.
He ate the cash.
Ate my money.
Ate the cash.
Yep. Yeah, well, I'd take that back in bacon if I were you. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's actually when he butchered the pig, he gave me some bacon. I got the last laugh.
Hey, I got a question for you about the whole farrier business and stuff. When you trim the hooves of the horses and stuff, why do dogs enjoy eating that remnant so much? My dogs love that.
Oh, I have no idea, but I saved them and for dog treats for my dogs, because you're right, they just think it's got to be something between the, I mean, they like, you know, poopy stuff and the butt is standing in it, so but they do, that's one of the best treats for a dog.
Yeah, strange. I lived on a place where a lady had a couple horses, and my dogs loved the clippings of the horse heels. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, most of my customers' dogs loved it when they saw me coming.
All right, so you're going from a horseshoer to a roof repair today. Sean, thank you so much for listening, man, and listening to us out on Lummi, and we'll get you the drawing for our Whistle Workwear Worker of the Week, okay, man?
Okay, great. Well, you guys stay safe, and hope your generator keeps running.
Me too. We're not on our generator right now. We do have a backup one. It's weird. We'll be doing the show in here, and all of a sudden, while we're talking, the lights will go out in
every
the studio.
Every single light in the place will go out.
The only thing that will be illuminated in the studio are the lights on this board. Everything else will be out.
But then it'll come back kind of slowly.
But the transmitter's still on, and we're still on, so we can't swear and say, oh, you know, what just happened? We have to continue as it, and that does happen.
Although I do have a standing policy that if the lights go out and we're off the air because of some kind of wind thing for more than like a minute or two, I get to go home. So
yeah, you just head right to the farm.
I'm out.
You may have your own repairs to do today.